MART, M-A-R-T, to the KVOE Bluestem text line, 620-342-5863, for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow.
KVOE live and local, 826, sunny, 38 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Joining us on the Newsmaker 2 segment here today, Jax Cole at Emporia High School. He's kind of been the student council representative speaking about blood drives here the last year plus, and we've got another blood drive to talk about.
Jax, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing well here so far. So getting a chance to spend some time off today because of parent-teacher conferences, and you're joining it with us. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, how excited are you? How pleased are you to have another blood drive coming up? It sounds like it's going to be next Thursday.
Oh, we absolutely love the chance to put on more blood drives. It's such a great thing that we get to be a part of.
What is the biggest gratification for you and maybe the student council as a whole when it comes to putting these on?
For me personally, I really, really enjoy blood drives because I get to see everyone who comes in and spend a little part of their day trying to help us out, try to get enough blood for everyone to go around. Actually, we've been in a blood shortage with the Red Cross recently, so having everyone come in, that's really good. And City Council, we love getting the chance to help out the community around us, and that's really why we have this committee and this correlation with the Red Cross so that we can help these people in. That's really, really nice.
So next Thursday, coming up at the high school, what time is the blood drive?
So we have our very first appointments. Those are at 7:30 in the morning, and okay. We go until about 1:45, I believe.
Okay. How many of you as student council members or maybe some other students / volunteers are you tentatively planning on to help with that?
So we have about 8 people helping student council about all the entire time.
Okay.
We're trying to have 8 the entire time.
So obviously you're with us here, so you still have some openings yet to be booked then, I would assume.
Yes, sir. We have about 30 out of 136 that still need to be filled.
Okay.
That's really not bad a week out. You mentioned here about the Red Cross. I guess, how does the Red Cross partnership work here for the student council behind the scenes? And then kind of how does the student council help the Red Cross on site?
So behind the scenes, we have a Red Cross coordinator. Her name is Susan Failer. And currently she's actually out. She has tongue cancer, so one of her associates is stepping up and helping, and it's actually really a great example of why we need blood, is to help her with her cancer treatment. But me and my co-chairman, we meet with our representative, we meet with Susan, and we receive our packet materials so that we can help set up the blood drive so that we can get our donations in or get our donor scheduled, and then once it actually comes time to be there, me and the other members of my committee, we will run the blood drive as canteen workers, so they'll be working at the snack booth, and then we have escorts, which will carry people, or not carry people, but they'll talk to people and then walk them back to the canteen so that they can get the sugar that they need so that people don't pass out after giving blood. And then me and one of my co-chairmen, we sit at the front and we check people in.
Sounds like a pretty smooth, pretty seamless process right there.
Yeah, it works pretty well.
Good, good, good. Jax Cole again joining us here with Emporia High Student Council. Jax, how long have you been on the student council and what year are you now?
I've been a member of student council since my 8th grade year, and right now I am a junior, so this would be my 4th year doing student council.
Gotcha. What is it about student council that you enjoy, and what are some of the other projects that you're working on here throughout at least the first semester?
So, being in student council, I really like to get to build those connections with the other leaders within the high school, and getting to help out, put on cool events, and helping the community where I can with that. It's a really good opportunity, and it gives me good experience working as a team. And then for other things that we're planning with the community, we have several opportunities throughout the semester to do food for students. So we, as a student council, go and we help pack little servings of food and little packets that get delivered to homes that need it. And that's something really cool that we get to do. We do a lot of things within the school. So we most recently did the homecoming relays. We put that on, and that's always a really fun experience for our school. And we get to have all the clubs come out, and it's just a great opportunity to get a lot of engagement.
Outstanding. All right, well, Jax, remind us about Thursday the 24th, what the hours are, and how many appointments that you've got that are, that still would be needed so you can fill out the schedule.
So on the 24th, we are starting at 7:30. We have several spots open from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock. So before work for a lot of people, that'd be really nice if we could get some donors there. We have another pocket around lunchtime from about 11:30 to noon. We have a lot of spots open there. We have currently 33 spots open, and we are going entirely from 7:30 until 1:45. So, and that is at the high school in the JV gym.
JV gym, all right. So to make your life-saving appointment, AmericanRedCrossBlood.org, I think, is the website address that people can go to and make your appointment there. Donate blood, save lives. As simple as that. Jax, thanks for your time this morning.
Great job, Jax. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You as well.
Yeah, Jax Cole, Emporia High School, blood drive a week from today.
A week from today. Go to redcrossblood.org. Get yourself signed up for that. And us.